I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama Department of Corrections says it's working with a consulting group to make changes at Alabama's prison for women, including providing more privacy in the bathrooms. Corrections Commissioner Kim Thomas says 3 months of working with the Moss Group is having a positive impact on Tutwiler Prison in Wetumpka. Shower curtains, toilet partitions, and privacy curtains have been installed in part of the prison, and the full installation should be complete by the 1st of October. The Moss Group is reviewing security camera placement and has assessed everything from meal schedules to laundry services. The work is part of the prison's efforts to comply with the Federal Prison Rape Elimination Act. The prison has come under criticism from the Justice Department and others over sexual abuse of inmates. Federal investigators say no distress calls were made by crew members in a deadly Huntsville plane crash. Alabama Public Radio's Jeremy Loeb has more.
The plane crashed June 18th, shortly after takeoff at Huntsville's airport. Three people on board were killed. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board says witnesses saw the 10-seat Westwind II aircraft climb to an estimated 50 to 200 feet, then roll to the right before it crashed. The report says the crew was doing training maneuvers, and the purpose was proficiency exams for two pilots. Shortly before the fatal flight, the crew told air traffic control it planned a couple more maneuvers before heading back to Birmingham. Jeremy Loeb, APR News.
A lot of people are expected at the City of Madison's July 4th celebration tomorrow. However, the city wants people to work as well. Madison is looking for volunteers to help set up the event at Dublin Park and also to clean up afterward. The Independence Day celebration includes live music, food vendors, and games for kids. Volunteer coordinator Gail Milam says she's already gotten calls and expects a lot more to come help.
And I'm hoping to get more. A lot of times we will have people that will walk up that day, but if I know in advance, I can have them assigned to stations. And we do not ask anyone to come and stay and volunteer all day, you know, an hour, 2 hours, whatever is convenient and workable. We appreciate any and all.
Face painting and games for the kids start up at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Music begins at 7:30, with the fireworks show set to start at 9. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Thursday evening to you overnight. Tonight, temperatures fall back in the low 60s across the northern half of the state. A few upper 50s north of I-20. Quite cool for this time of year. Look for another hot couple of days for Friday for Independence Day. Then on Saturday, Sunday, high temperatures top out in the upper 80s to near 90, but humidity levels statewide will be a bit lower. Upper 50s to low 60s by Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Temperatures in the mid-60s along the coast. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.